I know, Gertrude, I know. I told you, Gertie, your man is out there cheating on somebody, and he's cheating on you, and then he's cheating on that other bitch too. So I can't tell you what to do. You told me to go to his car and where he works. You look in his car, and I did. And there was nothing in there but a couple of condoms and a melted chocolate bar. And I don't know what that was for. And I hope they weren't messed together, because that's just something disgusting I don't even want to do. But I even went to his boss and I said, Mr. Bossman, do you know where Freddie is? Because his wife Gertrude's been looking for him the last 2 days. And he said, I don't know where that MF-er is, but let me tell you something right now. If I don't get him back, he's been missing for 2 days and he got the company truck. So I don't know where he's going. I got his car right here. I'm about ready to have it towed so I can get his attention. But I need my truck back. And I asked him, don't you think maybe something went wrong with him? Maybe he's been killed or injured or somewhere. Or maybe he's playing the ponies. What's he doing? He said, I don't know. But the last time he disappeared for 2 days, my truck smelled like really nasty cheap sex. Like a French whore was in it. I was like, oh, goodness. I said, Gertie doesn't smell that bad. I don't know. And I started laughing. And Gertie, and you know I love you, girl. You know I do. But, you know, sometimes, you know, your man is just no good. Your man is no good. And you have to figure out what you're going to do. You need to go catch him. Catch him doing something. Or you know what you need to do? You need to go get a J-O-B of your own. Get your own money. And get the hell out of that house. That's all I got to say with that. You know better. You know you can do better. So I'm just telling you something right now, Gertie. You know you can do better. Just get in that house. Get some stuff. You know what? I will put you up for 3 days. 3 or 4 days. So you get yourself going now. Now we're going to get you a job. J-O-B. Okay? This is good. I have to pretend to make everybody's hiring. I even heard that the target's not even doing background checks, not even doing drug testing. So you know what? Just if you're going to do any drugs, do them today. Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. Drugs is bad. I'm supposed to see your friend, but I'm just saying. You know, that's what I heard. Now, they may be doing something different, but you know what? You know what? Just be on the safe side. Don't do no drugs. Come in here. We're going to give you a bath. We're going to cut your hair real nice like. You know, you're going to polish your teeth real good. You're going to put on your good shoes that have to match. You come on down and we'll get you a job. There's lots of places out there. We'll get you a job and get you on your own. Get you on your feet. And you know, you could do that. You know, in the meantime, if we find his ass, then we pack his shit and you keep the house and sue him for divorce and you get everything. Oh, trust me, if they cheat, you get everything. Girl. My dad, he don't cheat on me because he know better. It's cheaper to keep me, honey. It's so much cheaper. I'm just telling you what it is. Now, later on tonight, you know, I have to go to work. I got to do a show. You know, and it's like, I know, I do weigh 300 pounds. But you know what? They like to see this. They like to see all this 300 pounds in action. You know, I do when I twirl. I do my thing. And they love me for it, and they applaud, and they tip me, and they say, oh, look at that, Mr. I don't know, but, hey, I'm having fun to do it like that, and you know what, and I know where my man is right now. My man is at work. Then when he's not at work, he's with me doing something. I know where my man is. You got to figure out where your man is, and when you figure what your man is doing, then you can take appropriate action. But I'm telling you right now, we're going to get you cleaned up real good, you know. Hey, we're going to call Felicia. We'll call her up. She'll do your hair and makeup. She'll get you all really pretty like. You can get out there and go. You know, and then maybe, hey, you get a job and get yourself a man that will stay home and be happy with you. Don't have no problems. You know. So you know what? You stay away from the marijuana today. You stay away from the tequila. And, you know, don't have no damn wine coolers either. We need you nice and sober tomorrow without any headaches and migraines, and we don't need you puking. God knows we don't need that. So you get your butt down there. And we'll get your butt down there and get you all nice, pretty, light, cleaned up. Give you a place to stay for a while. Get you on your feet till we find him. And we, you know what we're going to do after we look for work and get you a job, J-O-B. We might even go to the Goodwill and get you some new clothes. But after that, we're going to go find his ass. We're going to find it. We get on that social media, you know. We get We tracked down his cell phone. My phone knows exactly where you are. Everybody's all paranoid about the COVID shot. They're putting little microchips in you, knowing you're out there. You walking around with a microchip, bitches. You just don't even know it. You don't even think about it. Everybody knows where you at. I get this thing every month that says, this is where you been at. And I'm like, Lord, I don't remember being in that store. I must have just, you can just pass it and says you were there. And I'm like, oh, Lordy. But let me tell you something right now. It's what you need to do. Get your stuff. Come on down. We get you prettied up tomorrow. We get you a job. You'll be all set. Okay? Because you don't need this. And in the meantime, we're going to find that man. Now, you know what, though? If he see you all prettied up, he's going to go, oh, I don't want to leave you. And that lasts for about 5 or 10 days. And then he's going to be running off somewhere doing something crazy. So you don't need no crazy. You crazy yourself. You don't need to be. You don't need any help with the crazy department. Trust me, girl. So we're going to do that. Okay? All right. I got to go because I got a meatloaf in the oven. Don't want it to burn. Okay? All right. Love you, girl. Bye.